Bezat Hashem, mirason, zchut divrei Torah that we are learning. That Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless everybody here with a new year. Everybody here with a new year. Brachav, parnasav, simhav, shefa, only b'sorot tovot for kol Am Yisrael. And also Bezat Hashem that the zchut divrei Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to really concentrate and take advantage of this new year. Because I always say, and it's, nobody likes to hear that, but next thing you know, it's Passover. So, and when Passover comes, Rosh Hashanah is around the corner. So you got to fight the Yetzer Hara and get as much mitzvot as you can. Last thing that we touched on this morning is with regards to the Avdalah. This is what you do is really you actually have to hide your nails from the candle. A lot of people go like this, or go like this. And no, you usually use one hand. This is according to the Ari. Use one hand, and your nails are on the inside. The next thing that he's touching on over here is he touched on also, by the way, on the fact that nails need to be shortened. So a person should cut his nails at least, once a week. Especially if they grow fast, because long nails and long hair is not good. They say brings a lot of dinim on the person. I don't know what that means, but if they say it's not good, then we try to keep it short. Now he says here, he continues now in the Yerotelim. He says, "Mishem avarich laGadosh b'chu mitoch hasova." Anybody who blesses Hashem mitoch hasova. So maybe he's referring here to Berkat Hamazon. Why? Because he's mentioning mitoch hasova. He's satiated. Oh Hashem, he ate. He's happy. So he says, "Tzarich lechaven libo." He needs to direct his heart. Lasum etzon to be in simha. And not be sad, okay? כמו שהוא מברך בעין טובה ובשמחה, כך ידעו בשמחה ובעין טובה. And if he blesses with a good eye and בשמחה, then they will continue to give him shefa. So to show you, sometimes a person, I run a lot of times into situations where a person may not want, you'll go to a pizza place and they don't want to do tete daim, so they'll say mezonot on a slice of pizza. Okay, just so they don't have to say Berkat Mazon. What's the difference between say Berkat Mazon and Mayan Shalosh? The other one takes one minute, and the other one takes 3.5 minutes. So do them at the time, because you're going to sit and eat. It's not like I'm only eating one slice and that's it. You're going to still eat a bunch, and you're going to still be full. So and if you took the bread and you did that tilaim, you're still going to be the same fall. It's just that over here you were lazy, you didn't want to do tilah, so you went with the mezonot. So he says, no, over here he says, no, if you have an opportunity to do tilat yadayim, to do l'varech l'simha, do it. I read someplace last week that he says, no, tzaddikim eat not just for the sake of eating and enjoying the... No. They eat just to keep the soul from that's one. But first, so the soul doesn't run away from him. This guy is starving. He just to keep the soul inside his body so she doesn't run away. Secondly, like Arafi said, is they bring kedusha by eating. Now, also I read something else. He says, oh no. So, tzaddikim, they eat even things that may not. I would like the... these diced peanuts, but if there's a, let's just for argument's sake, let's say if there's some kind of a nut that I don't like, I don't pick some nut, whatever. So let's say cashew, I love cashew, let's say I don't like cashews. No, and I don't want to eat the cashews, because it's not tasty to me. He says, no, eat the cashew, because you don't know if there's any tzotz there, if there's a piece of a neshama that needs your bracha. Okay, don't just eat the thing, the goodies that you like. Also partake in the other things that God created. Why? Because over there maybe there's something only you can make a tikkun for. But if you're such a finicky guy and you're only eating, so he says you have to be careful with that. A tzaddik ochel l'sov anasov. Tzaddik eats to keep his soul happy. He's not a glutton, right? There's a glutton. There's a glutton for punishment. So, but he's not a glutton. He's not a glutton. He just eats to keep his soul. So, Bezat Hashem, so you see from here that he says that somebody who blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him back plenty. Also important, when you bless your kids, and you should bless your kids every day. If you still have kids that go to school or kids that live at home, you should give them bracha every day. So you can either do it if they're home and put your hand on their head, or today. Sometimes I do it on the phone. I mean, by the time I'm trying to leave here, he's already on the way to school. Abba, give me a bracha. Give me a bracha. You say, give me a kat kohanim on the phone. You can do that. But he says here, before you say a bracha for anything, before you bless anybody, you first have to bless Hashem. Baruch Hashem l'olam, amen v'amen. And then you bless anybody. Because in order to bring that bracha, you have to first say the bracha. And we're going to see next week, I think in next week, not the Shabbat Noah, but next week, Pasha, where Malki Tzedek, which is Shem, the son of Noah, loses the kahuna. Why? Because he blessed Abraham first before he blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is it's important. Always say Baruch Hashem L'olam Bezot Hashem, anything Hashem's name first, and then you give the Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Hanan Bekash Omer Atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tisrael Zefi Kachi Yubalan Torah Mishmosh Amar Mahu Pesu Man Tzidkoi Gitoav Yadir Yishkada Yishkada.